Hi, you guys. It's the Twink. Listen up. If you fucking like this podcast, stop what you're fucking doing and rate it 5 stars on whatever the fuck you're listening to it on. Do you understand that? This is a good ass fucking podcast, okay? Hot people give hot people 5 stars. So if you're not willing to do that, turn this off right now and just stop listening. I swear to fucking God. Because you know what? It's not what you deserve. However, if you do want to give us 5 stars, Jesus Christ, thank you so much. That is so sweet of you. Thank you. Tell your friends to give it a listen. All right, now on to this week's episode.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but cancel people, reconnect. I only see him as a friend.
Biggest lie I ever said.
Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex. Cancel people, reconnect.
For those of you wondering, those were my thighs.
The percussion of those thighs is mesmerizing.
And you know what? I want to clear the air. We've been tagged in a video of some rando girl. She's done 2 vids now that, as far as I'm aware, of her thigh clapping in public and singing. Mm-hmm. It's just like, who else is doing that on the internet? So, like, yeah, there's 2 aspects of this that kind of piss me off. And it's not serious. But, like, you're blatantly copying us. Ooh! But you know what? That's the best form of flattery.
Yeah.
And then
taking us compliment.
Yeah. The other thing, though, that actually pisses me off. This actually makes me mad. The technique. Mm. She's not thigh clapping, like, to the point, like, she's not utilizing her thighs in the way that she could be. And it's because of the technique. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to share the secret. The secret is you need to have your heels together.
Yes.
Like Dorothy.
Otherwise, you're going to be hitting your knees too hard.
Yeah. And
correct?
So you could see the video. She's just like, her feet are too far apart. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this on YouTube right now on the video if you guys are watching. Her feet are too far apart, and so she's going like this, and she's not getting thunderous clap.
You're not getting that thunderous
clap. You have to put your heels together like Dorothy, like when she's going home, and then give it a clap.
Oh, my
God. Like, and it's just such a difference. Like, really sit back, put your heels together. So, girl, if you're going to keep doing this and make it your thing, like, please listen to that note.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, other than that, that's what my little tangent is about, my thigh clapping. But Olivia
her
new
Rodrigo.
Album dropped, you guys.
Y'all, I can't stop streaming.
It's pretty good.
It's
I'm not going to lie about it.
Pretty fucking good. You know what, you guys? I was worried. I was like,
I was too a little.
I don't know if I'm going to like this as much as I enjoyed Sour, you know?
Right.
And I'm streaming.
I am streaming. I was scared it was all going to be that.
That Paramore kind of sound.
But it's not. It's a really good mix.
Because you know what my favorite thing about Sour was?
What?
Sour was like a lot of ballads, couple more rock punky songs, and then a random gay anthem about being an ally at the end there. Remember that?
Yeah, but I don't know if it became the gay anthem she thought.
No, but it's just like all this album's about heartbreak, and then there's this random song about being an ally to your gay friends. And I was like, you know what? Respect.
That really resonated with you.
Yeah, it did, because I was like, oh my God, I too
have a gay
so
friend.
Many gay friends.
One.
So many.
One.
So many.
One.
And that's enough. And you know what? I really respected her for that. And now on this one, she takes a different route and she says, all the guys I like are gay.
Oh.
So now she's like, I'm done being an ally. I'm trying to, you know, hook up with all these gay guys, and it's annoying. And I relate to that too, because it's so annoying when you wanna fuck someone and they're gay.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, like, that happens to gay guys too, when you think you like a guy but they're straight.
Try living,
know what I mean?
Try living with the person that you're trying to be with.
Y'all, we have to end the podcast because and I'm terminating my lease.
Remember yesterday we posted a video of this, but yesterday Ashley was going on some, if you didn't know, we like go into just characters at home. We just are constantly performing for each other. And Ashley went into this character of some like crazy roommate, random roommate who was threatening to take a shit on my bed when I leave.
There is nothing I eat up more than like a bad roommate story. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it, but I like love hearing bad roommate stories.
And there are like TikTok series or whatever where people like will start filming their bad roommate.
Did you ever watch that one where it was like a college house and the girl was a really toxic roommate? She had her whole family come and she was like fighting the other three girls. I would literally like scroll TikTok. It was like part 28 and I was still eating it up.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm like, what? They were like, apparently like the one of the roommates got in a fight with the girl's mom, like a fist fight. Like, it was crazy.
Period. The other thing about, before we move past Olivia.
Okay, please.
I want to talk about The Grudge. The song The Grudge, because Ashley brought this to attention that there's been some discourse that it might be about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And the more I've sat with it,
you can't tell.
The more I'm like, people just love to make everything about something.
But,
and like it might be. It might be. But I feel like it's the same with like Taylor songs. Like, people like to speculate who they're about and it's all fun. But, like, who can say, really?
I find it so interesting, though, like, if you do look at it through that perspective, like, this, just listen to the song with that perspective. It's just really interesting, you know? But the other thing we need to talk about is our live show.
Oh, we did our first live show.
We performed live for an actual paying audience.
Yeah.
For one.
Which was crazy.
It was crazy. We literally, and I was scared, y'all.
I was shitting in my pants.
Yeah, Ashley was deaf shit in her pants. But, like, I was scared we weren't going to sell any tickets. And then we ended up, literally, it sold out.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, it's not Madison Square Garden. It was Greenwich Village Comedy Club. But
but a lot of people say that Greenwich Village Comedy Club is the Madison Square Garden of downtown Manhattan.
Everyone has been saying that. And it's really hard to sell all, like, 75 seats.
Yeah, especially on the busiest night of the week, Wednesday.
Yep. But hello? We did it. But it was so fun. It was like, it was a stand-up comedy show. So it was, you know, Ashley's never performed on a stage.
At least in this capacity.
Right. And she wanted, you know, her little, an intro. So we did the stand-up show and I had a lot of other LGBTQ icons, comics who I've met over the past few months who I love, and they were so good. It couldn't have gone any better. And then we did the last like 10 minutes we performed together.
So fucking fun.
It was so fun. And we performed Don Cheadle, we performed Sixth Grade Carnival.
We did some bits. And it's something that we would love to explore further.
Yeah, and we met some of you guys who actually listened to the podcast, which is crazy. Shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for coming. It was a blast, and I hope we can...
It was a real blast.
Yeah, I hope we can do it again sometime and maybe just do...
You know what? Who can fucking say?
Who could say?
I can't predict the future.
I can, and I think we will.
And you will. And one day we will sell out Madison Square Garden.
One day we'll sell out MetLife.
One day we'll sell out. And we just want to give a special early shout out in this episode to this girl, Gina, okay? Gina DM'd us that she just so happened to be visiting from Australia, and she was on the East Coast visiting her family in New Jersey, and she was so excited to come to our show. She bought tickets. She was ready. Y'all, she got COVID.
Yeah, but she was...
She came all the way from Australia just to see us.
Just for us. So shout out to... Was her name Gina?
You said Gina, so then I said Gina.
I think her name is Gina.
Hold on, let me just confirm. Otherwise, we sound like real fucking assholes, all right? Her name is Gina.
She also goes by Glurbs. Shout out Glurbs. We love you.
Shout out Glurbs.
So yeah, you can follow us on our, you know, our Instagram, our socials, at a twink and a redhead. And we will post when we have next shows.
Our next show is coming up.
Yeah. So
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The word of the episode.
Hey, hey.
It's the word of the episode. The word of
the episode.
Quite frankly, you guys, we didn't know what the fuck to do today.
We didn't know. And you know what? Don't shame us because we didn't know what to do. Do you know how hard it is to sit on your couch and talk to your friend for an hour and a half without taking a TikTok break for content time?
No, literally. Like, do you know how fucking hard it is to just riff and talk?
You guys don't even fucking know how hard it is.
And then, like, with the fact that we have to do something different every fucking episode, you know what I mean? It must be so easy for damn crime junkies.
So easy.
They just look up a new crime every episode.
This is so sick, but do you think, like, they turn on the news and there's, like, gruesome murder, family of five found dead in their suburban home, and they're like, yes.
Yes.
This week's episode.
Coming from someone who has worked in the media and news, yes.
Can I say something?
I have something crazy to say, too. We didn't even say the word yet.
You're going
to
be, oh.
Hold, I guess, okay, guys, the word is... Today is mystery.
Mysteries. Unsolved mysteries. Theories.
Conspiracies.
It's going to go off the rails.
We don't. Yeah.
I just want to say something, though.
Yeah.
And you're going to be mad because you're kind of grouped into this bucket. I am, like, seriously judgmental of people who are into true crime. Like, I think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Respectfully. But like, there's something, like, I understand, like, the, like, psychology of it. Because, like, I guess. But it's, like, you're just, like, going about your day grocery shopping. And in your headphones, it's, like, her throat was slit. She was brutally raped.
Well, the thing is, I go through, like, bouts of it. Like, I love a good mystery. Like, and the way that... Whatever, like, it's told is entertaining to me, but also, like, will increase my anxiety. Like, I won't be able to fall asleep at night.
I feel like I would like it if it was like, ooh, this jewel thief stole some precious gemstones. I'd be like, ooh, what happened? But when I hear about, like, a gruesome murder, I'm like, yuck.
But it's, like, such a broad interest that, like, I think it's natural, this human instinct of, like, curiosity.
It just, like, really... ups my heart rate and makes me nervous, so I just don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, there was one time I was working in a newsroom environment, you know, and there was a natural disaster, and this person was deciding whether or not we should put it on our show because
it warranted news.
The point of the story is kind of like how we find really tragic things kind of entertaining or not, like, entertaining,
to
or
capitalize
what
on them.
Yeah, like, and not that this person was specifically gonna, like, make money. It was just like we were deciding what to put on our show, and this natural disaster was happening right then and there, and this person was like, well, is there any video? Like, do we have any video of it? God. And then we're like, there's, like, debris and stuff. Like, we have video of, like, the aftermath, like, debris. And she's like, I want videos of the building crashing.
Oh.
I want bodies. I'm not kidding. I'm like,
no way.
Yeah. It's just, like, really. I've been noticing it a lot. Just, like, how.
I also feel like young people are so desensitized to everything because of, like, TikTok and social media. It's like everyone's attention span is like 30 fucking seconds. So people go from, like, this serious tragedy to making jokes a little too quick, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, this is even, like, just to inform, like, the world, I guess, of something. And also the debate, too, was like, I think, like, literally 300 people died or something, and it was like, well, do our viewers care? Like, it's across the world, so we have to wonder, like, does our audience care? And then also it's like, well, we got to decide what the news is.
And, oh, like, my God.
And they were like, we, oh my, I can't keep talking
and
about
you know it. What oh maybe I shouldn't say what I was about to say.
Yeah, but this was years ago, guys.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's anyway. So interesting, the business of, like, media and news and what because at the end of the day, it's a business, needs to make money, needs to get views, like, crazy. But then again, and like same with the true crime aspect of it all, like, we're tuning in and we're eating it up, but it's like, damn, this really happened. And but then again, there's a true crime show that I've worked around before, and sometimes victims like to talk about their case, and there's some good that can happen. Like, if a case is cold, it brings new attention to it. And
but you know what I thought was fucking sick?
What?
The Dahmer show on Netflix. All the victims' families were like, hey, hi, can you fucking not? Hey, Ryan Murphy, can you fucking not? Also, casting like an objectively hot person to play Dahmer, and then
they made it like sexual,
and then have people like fetishize him on the internet. Y'all are fucking sickos.
Yep. Yeah, I don't like that whole like making a scripted show out of like something crazy that like happened and affected people.
It's weird. It's fucking weird. But can I talk about what I want to talk about with mysteries? Because it's kind of related to TV shows.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo?
Close. Let's talk briefly about Pretty Little Liars. Because I don't think you watched it.
I didn't watch this shit.
Grant, the chokehold that this had on middle school Ashley and her companions can't even be overstated, okay?
I remember when it was blowing up and I just Googled who A was.
So I read the book. I was
curious. And it was Mona. Whoever the fuck that is. I don't know who these
people are. So the first A was Mona.
This is in the books too?
Yes, but then Allison De Laurentiis, spoiler alert, ended up also being A and kind of like Mona's boss.
For those of you who don't know, Pretty Little Liars is me explaining it.
Where the fuck were you?
Wait, me explaining it as someone who never watched it. Pretty Little Liars is a show about
that was on ABC Family, one of my favorite networks.
ABC Family. It was a group of girls, and one of them went missing or died, and then started sending threatening text messages.
Okay, so she died on their sleepover right before they were going to high school, and she was dressed business casual while she disappeared at their sleepover, and you don't know what happened to her. And then her four friends are left behind. They start to get threatening messages, text messages. They're getting stalked by this person. A's always wearing a black hoodie. It is her signature look.
Wait, and she appears?
Yes, because like they'll like look and they'll just see a fucking hoodie.
Okay.
And like they don't know who it is. And this person like literally tortures them. Like Hannah's whole storyline. I won't go into too much detail, but Hannah's whole storyline was that she was struggling with an eating disorder. And one time, oh my god, this is so crazy. One time A was like blackmailing her and was like, I'm gonna release this information about you if you don't sit in front of all these people outside a bakery where all your pastas are gonna be and eat 24 cupcakes. So Ashley Benson, playing Anna, is sitting outside this like bakery and she's just sad, like eating these cupcakes.
What the fuck was
such a good show? And then also there was Aria, Lucy Hale's character, was literally having an affair with her teacher, and they did not address that, like, oh, this is creepy, this is wrong. No, they had their teenage audience be like, yes, goals. They end up together. And he's A at one point as well.
What? This sounds like one of those shows that the writers just made shit up as they went. Like,
can I tell you who A is in the end, in the last episode?
Yeah.
A was Spencer, one of the main girls. A was Spencer's estranged British twin, who was also transgender.
Like, they really just whipped that out.
Uh-huh.
They were like, what's something that no one will expect? But then it's to the point where no one gives a fuck. Like, that's not a twist.
I didn't watch that's it at that point, but I remember looking up like, hey, what happened?
You know what it's giving?
What?
Did you watch the Jennifer Lawrence movie? The horror movie right before Hunger
Mother?
Games. No.
House at the End of the
Yes. Mm-hmm. When the twist was like the girl that was like terrorizing everyone or whatever was actually like the son.
Yeah,
or
I something. Fucking hate when you know what other movie
I was kinda gagged, I think, by that.
But you know what movie gagged me is a mystery?
What?
The Simple Favor with Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick.
Oh.
Where like there's a secret twin storyline, and there's also a weird incest storyline that happens.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
All right,
wasn't it Gone Girl-esque?
Yeah, it was Gone Girl-esque. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about Pretty Little Liars because it's my favorite mystery because it was so fucking off the rails.
And it really went on for a long time. They really just had the audience.
Oh, there was also the storyline where there was the girls in middle school had been playing with fireworks and a firework went into this other girl from their school's treehouse and blinded her. But then when they were in high school, they thought she was faking being blind. And I believe she was, actually. But there was this whole subplot about this girl that was faking her blindness.
Huh.
Anyway, I'll shut up about Pretty Little Liars. But I've been thinking about rewatching it just for the campness of it all.
I just really liked Scooby-Doo growing up.
I loved Scooby-Doo. And
I feel like we've mentioned him on the podcast before, Geronimo Stilton.
Oh, yeah.
He was my favorite detective.
Did you like live-action Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was gagged. I loved live-action Scooby-Doo. And honestly, I think the CGI of Scooby was pretty ahead of its time.
I thought it was pretty groundbreaking. They were like pioneers in the industry.
I think I knew the dog was a little off watching this in like 2003 or whenever this came out. I knew the dog looked a little off, but I was like, that's Scooby. Yeah. Like, and he's real.
Oh, man, such a good movie. I like the sequel as well.
Monsters Unleashed. I've been fiending to watch Monsters Unleashed recently because I don't remember really the plot. But
Grant,
the way
I would love
opens,
to sit down with you this week with the prison breakers at the first one.
Is the first one with that ghost in the beginning? They're in some toy factory, but then they break. Yeah, then they break up, and then they go to Spooky Island.
Spooky Island. Okay, so then the second one is where the man with the wings breaks out of prison.
Yeah,
and
isn't he making monsters or something?
Yeah.
We need to rewatch it. But the first movie with Spooky Island was so good. My favorite scene reason was in the ride.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember the details.
Yeah.
But I liked the ride.
I just liked Freddie Prinze Jr. as Fred.
That was like perfect cast. All of the casting was so
good. Perfect.
Velma.
Oh, I used to hate Velma.
I liked her in the live action.
No, I know, but I used to get so annoyed by her.
Okay, probably because you're homophobic. And she's a lesbian.
She is? No, she's a love interest in the second one. Remember? Like, she gets the makeover where she wears the leather, jumpsuit.
That movie's so good.
While we're on the topic, Scooby-Doo, those fruit snacks.
Oh.
They went off with those. They were the best things I've ever had.
Holy shit. They had those in our cafeteria. Yeah. And I would always get them, the blue ones. I would suck on them.
At my last job, everyone was saying what snacks they wanted, the administrated lady to order, and
Scooby
said Scooby-Doo fruit snacks.
Do you know if they're the same or did they change the formula?
They're all the same, but the only one that changes the blue one. They changed the formula in the blue one.
Okay, and that's the one.
And that was the best one. That was the one everyone's gagged over. It's not like it's like you bite into it. It's more like that chewy Welch's texture.
No,
I fucking hate Welch's.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a Welch's texture now.
You know who I blame?
Who?
I said it just earlier, but
Michelle Obama.
I blame fucking Michelle Obama for coming in here. You know, I might vote. I wanted to vote red after she did this.
Really?
Yeah, she came in. She got rid of salt on our fries in the cafeteria. I'm sure she had something to do with the Scooby-Doo fruit snacks because around that time is when they got rid of them. You know what came in? Welch's.
I hate Welch's.
Welch's came in with full fucking
force.
But you know what?
I guess you're just not as healthy as I am because I wasn't really bothered by it.
Okay. Well,
I packed my lunch as well.
Okay. I didn't. I bought my lunch from Sodexo every fucking day. And I was probably one of their biggest fans.
I feel like a lot of people talk shit about the school lunches. This is delicious.
I would get so excited. They used to have General Tso's chicken. What they would do, I really admired their creativity because what they would do is they would have the fried rice of some sort and then they would just take the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Just put some General Tso's sauce on them. Mm-hmm. And then it was, we have General Tso's chicken for lunch today.
Our high school cafeteria was the same level, if not superior, to our college dining hall situation. Our college dining hall probably was one of the worst in the nation.
That was not good.
It was repulsive.
Honestly, high school, you know what days I would get go crazy over?
What?
Corn dogs.
Well, you love corn dogs.
Whenever there was corn dogs in the cafeteria, I would get
in elementary
crazy.
School, everyone used to go crazy over breadstick day. Where they would
And in high school.
Two logs of just like dough. Bread, just white bread. Two logs.
But it was a weird, it was dough.
It was raw underbaked bread. And then you would just have a marinara, cup of marinara. And
Alfredo.
sometimes there would be cheese in the breadstick. And that would be fucking crazy.
But yeah, it literally would, I feel like that lasted throughout our whole.
Yes.
School career. It was
crazy when it would be breadstick day.
Yeah. And the wings. Remember in high school everyone freaked out about the wings? I'm sorry, but these were giving genetically
modified.
Something like, well, I feel like that has like a positive connotation, or like to make it something perfect. These were giving like something was off.
Yeah.
The shapes of these wings were not normal. No. And yet everyone was eating them up.
This was not a chicken. This was like a crow.
Oh. Crow. No, I mean, they could have given us human.
Mystery. What were the chicken wings in high school? No, were they chicken or were they crow?
Dead ass. They could have given us pigeon. Like
parakeet. Like your family's parakeet.
Holy eat parakeet? Shit. What were some high school like scandal mysteries like with some of the kids in our grade? I feel like we had some like rumors that were unsolved.
I mean, there were rumors about like some of the teachers. Like there was this rumor that this one teacher was a porn star.
Was she like blonde and like pretty?
She was an older woman. They said she was a porn star in her 20s.
Okay, good for her.
I know. And people were like, everyone would always talk about it. And I'm just like, hey. Who the fuck cares, you know?
Didn't someone's house burn down?
Yeah.
That's sad. I'd be curious to know how that started.
You're starting a rumor and about it?
No. Obviously terrible. Like, this is probably worst things that could ever happen to someone. Like, your house literally fucking burning down. Like, that's crazy. But I remember in that moment just wanting to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, something... Like, how does... fires just start and then actually burn down the entire
when
house.
We were in our junior year, there's this like army depot kind of thing in our town, and remember that huge chemical fire?
That depot's a mystery in itself.
The depot is such a mystery.
Oh, the chemical fire.
There are train tracks back there. And then...
And apparently it has a tie to World War II.
It does, because World War II
prisoners
shit...
No.
Grant. World War II shipments used to come and they'd like... And they'd pass them all around, like, weapons and stuff like
but
that.
But why in Central Jersey?
And there's this rumor that the tunnels and under the sewers underneath said depot, where there is currently a park next to the grounds... There is like prisoner of war, like cells and shit under there.
Yeah.
And also, there is mercury in the ground there. So like one of our neighbor's dogs died at a very young age because he used to play in the water back there.
Allegedly.
And then one time we were at our friend Emily Boos's house when we were in college. And there was all this mysterious work happening in the depot
the
in the middle of the
up.
Night.
Yeah, and like they were
tents. Hey, we should
that
be careful talking about this because we might be putting a target on our back.
Holy shit. You know what? I have so many targets. Another mystery.
What?
That I have solved and burned to the ground. FSU Secret Society.
Burning Spear.
If you're in Burning Spear and you're listening, hi. Like, that's embarrassing that y'all are still obsessed with me.
I think you're obsessed with them.
No one's listening.
And you're the one bringing them up.
Okay, but I was so gagged. So I get to school. I get to FSU. and it's my freshman year. I'm just kind of acclimating myself, but I'm seeing how there's so much drama with our student government election. I'm realizing, I'm like, people are out on Landis, like scream. Landis is like our big green, like the big open area on our campus. People are like screaming at each other. There's two opposing political parties, yet like in value, they're like the same essentially, but like, there's just two sides, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then I start hearing about burning spear. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hold on. Isn't that an STD? Doesn't that mean you have chlamydia? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, okay, weird. But then I find out that it's allegedly some secret society that controls literally everything on campus. And, you know, you guys know me, not afraid of authority. I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, but people were like, you can't bring up Burning Spear. They'll like ruin your whole career. Like if you try to like speak out against them, they'll like kick you off the cheer team. They'll like, you'll never be able to like do any sort of thing at FSU and maybe even
is
beyond.
Is anything that serious?
Well, like, to these people.
I know, but just like be fucking for real for a second.
Anyways, so I find out that it is a real thing. And there's patterns where it's like every single year, the student government president happens to be a member of Burning Spear. How does that happen? You know, every leadership position on campus is a member of Burning Spear.
Wow.
And it's like their membership is like secretive until like certain days, like on homecoming, they'll like come out of the closet and like wear like these maroon, well, garnet, as FSU would say, these garnet colored blazers with like their insignia on a patch. They also have pins, also homecoming, like princess and chief, which is probably outdated to say, but they do homecoming chief and princess instead of king and queen.
So dumb.
Yeah, but every year they win that as well, and they'll wear their Burning Spear pin. So it's like as they're kind of graduating, they'll start exposing that they were in Burning Spear. Also, Ben Crump, who is like a very famous civil rights attorney, he's like represented Trayvon Martin, Tyre Nichols recently. Like he like literally works with every single family like who has had someone literally die by the hands of police. But he's a founder.
Oh, good for him.
Which is, yeah. But then you also have in Burning Spear, Matt Gaetz. Same organization, same.
The child predator.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz is like a Republican, alt-right Republican, crazy Trumpy.
Who was being investigated for child trafficking.
Yeah, in Florida. So you also have this person in Burning Spear, as well as a lot of other kind of cuckoo Republicans. So it's like, where's the line in terms of values of this organization? But the other big thing is just like they, I think, threaten democracy by literally monopolizing every leadership role on campus. And I don't think it teaches future politicians the right kind of values or like morals.
Remember the drama? I don't remember if it was junior or senior year. There was a student election happening and like you vote online and there was like a Wi-Fi outage and no one could vote anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So I became this whole advocate against Burning Spear. Like, I feel like going into college,
you were like a muckraker journalist.
Yeah. Like, I would go up to people part of Burning Spear and be like, you're in Burning Spear. Like, literally. Like, they were afraid of me. And also, there was a little whistleblower who, like, helped me in my senior year who was in Burning Spear and was kind of like telling me some info. They used to talk shit about me in their secret Facebook page. Like 40-year-old women would like,
no offense, like me. How cool or secretive can your organization be if you have a fucking Facebook page?
Yeah,
they, at least make it cool. At least make it like you need to like do a fucking blood oath or something, you know?
Right.
Meet in a cave every Tuesday under the full moon. I don't know.
Right. They did do weird shit like that. Like their initiation process is kind of weird apparently. But it wasn't, I don't think anything really malicious or crazy really goes down in there, but I just didn't like how they literally controlled campus and it was like so blatant. But yeah, what the fuck was I saying? Oh, the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi outage. So every year at FSU, there's a party that is a political party that is Burning Spear and a political party that is not. And it's funny because every few years, the political party that is Burning Spear, they'll like do a rebrand every few years to try and like be like, we're a new party, like surprise. But it's like the same exact thing, like same colors.
And do these
everything.
Parties toe the lines of red and blue?
No. Like, it's weird. Like, no, it's just so strange. But basically, this was the first year that like a lot of people were talking about Burning Spear, and like everyone was exposing like the people in it, like this candidate was a member of Burning Spear, blah blah blah. And so the party, the other party that was like grassroots, I keep rambling about this, I'm sorry, but another thing is like Burning Spear is backed by a whole list of alumni that like funds their campaign under the table. Whereas like the other party, it's all grassroots, and
it's like Bernie Sanders only asking for like $20 as a donation to the Republicans who have like their super PACs and get millions.
Yeah. Also, Burning Spear has their own PAC.
Oh.
Which is crazy too. Wow. So like if you run for like mayors of Tallahassee have been Burning Spear, or owners of like big restaurants in Tallahassee, or like, it's all very corrupt. Andrew Gillum was, like, very close with Burning Spear, and there was a whole...
Didn't work out very well for him.
Nope. Yeah, and that whole scandal, there was a couple... There was some scandal with taxes, right? Or, like, money. Money laundering.
He had a pretty crazy scandal.
Wait, he had another one? Do I not know about it?
I believe he was allegedly found in a hotel room.
With a man?
With a... I believe so. And there was meth in the room. In Florida.
I wonder if Burning Spear was there.
Which is pretty... I feel like that's kind of classic Florida politician.
It is. That's what... I guess Burning Spear is just that. Like a microcosm of just like the crazy kind of like scandals. Not everyone in it is bad, I'm sure. But I think some fishy shit is going on.
Florida's
down.
A fucking crazy state, y'all.
Anyways, the Wi-Fi went out before the election ended. And the
other... We couldn't vote anymore.
Yeah, and Burning Spear won. Like, all of campus's Wi-Fi went out for, like, 10, 15 minutes. The last 10, 15 minutes of the election.
So many, like... A lot of the Ivy Leagues have, like... Yeah. Secret societies and stuff. And it's like, y'all, this is Florida State University. Like, get fucking real.
And then when you graduate, like, these kids in Burning Spear were really brainwashed to think that, like, they needed Burning Spear to be successful. You literally don't. Like, it's really embarrassing that you would think that. Well, I think you're being manipulated by, like, older, influential kind of alumni. Yeah. But
I'm just not a club person. Like, when someone... That's why I didn't join Greek life or some, like, or anything. Like, if someone tells me what to do, I'd literally be like, hey, hi, shut Hello. The fuck up. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Especially if it was, like...
Secretive.
Some 60-year-old Republican woman from Florida. I'd be like, hey, Susan, shut the fuck up.
Y'all, the person who was in charge of, like, all the students... This could be a TV show, but, like, the lady, she's, like, probably 40, 45... And she, like, works for Ron DeSantis' administration Ew. Currently, allegedly. But she was, like, in charge of all the students. She would, like, get involved in their drama. Like, the whistleblower, it was suspected that he might have been, like, in canoodles with me, like, talking to me and stuff. And she called him, like, yelling at him, like, screaming at him and, like, threatening his whole career and
Shut
all
up.
This shit. And it's just crazy to think that this 45-year-old... Yeah, sometimes. She is great. And then she's like a raging narcissist too. Like, you look at her social media and stuff. Like, she is...
Anyone who works for Ron DeSantis, I would question their morality.
Yeah, yeah.
Ron DeSantis has the craziest hands and fingers I've ever seen. He really needs to lay off the sodium because Muffin they're finger. Severely swollen. And that's all I'll say about Ron besides, fuck you, Ron.
Literally. He appointed this girl too.
That's so embarrassing.
And she brags about it.
Like, that she's close with Ron DeSantis. Yeah, like, she's like, he's appointed, such a loser.
Appointed by Ron DeSantis. Like, okay, huge flex.
Genuinely, like, obviously, I don't really work out that much and I'm not very strong. But, like, deep down, like, I know if Ron and I were to face in hand-to-hand combat, I
would
win.
Yeah, you'd probably step on him.
I would literally beat him. I just know he's not quick with it and I'm more agile than him.
Yeah.
And I would just, like, chop. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Ron, if you're listening, I'd love to face off in hand-to-hand combat.
Come on over.
And catch these hands. Anyway, any other mysteries? I have a mystery.
Yeah.
So I was like researching today when we decided we're going to talk about mysteries, like some like pop culture mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
What was the real tea behind the Beyonce, Jay-Z, Solange elevator scandal?
Oh.
Like, my theory is that it had to do with...
Wait, can you say what happened?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Because I know of it, but I need to be refreshed.
I don't even know when this was. Like, 2000, I don't know, 12 maybe? 13? There was a video after the... I want to say it was the Met Gala. Y'all, I might not get all the details correct here. And Jay-Z, Beyonce, and her sister Solange were in an elevator. And there's, like, grainy security footage of Solange beating Jay-Z's ass. Like, literally hitting him and screaming at him. And Beyonce's just kind of sitting there like, really? Like, this shit? But she's, like, also, like, obviously kind of like... Yes, Solange, get his ass. It's pretty crazy.
Well, then it's probably because he cheated on her, didn't he?
I know, but like we never, like we don't get to hear the audio, and it was just like it really rocked the nation. Yeah. I would say, I would love to know what happened. How did it escalate? Was something revealed at the party that they were previously at? I just have so many questions.
I love a good elevator mystery. You know that one story about I think it happened in California. A lady goes in the elevator, never comes out, and is found in a water tank.
Oh, it's at that fucked up hotel.
Yeah.
There's something sinister in that hotel.
Do you think it's supernatural? I don't.
I really couldn't say, Grant.
Because she has to end up in the water.
When I hear about mysteries, I usually don't subscribe to the supernatural theories.
No. Another mystery? Do you remember about the boy who was rolled up in a mat? Actually, this isn't a mystery. I bet you some fucked up kids did it. But
yes,
it's like
I
one
do.
Of those things where I
do.
Think no one was even charged because like the story was that this kid dropped his shoe into like a gym mat and like it was rolled up standing up and he went to go get it through
the
like I'm sorry
story.
No,
and
he was
an African-American
teenager. Yeah,
that story is really fucked up.
So fucked up that like stuff like that, that like when it's posed as a mystery, so annoying because no it's not.
Yeah,
like
it was in the South, wasn't it?
Yeah, at a high school. Or and yeah, I think there was a group of white kids too that were like bothering him or like
that's really fucked
there's
up.
Definitely like fucking suspects and answers to be had, but then it's like it's so crazy that people just don't care, it seems. Another thing, this isn't really a mystery, more so just a theory of mine or just my belief. I don't think we landed on the moon. I genuinely, like, I actually don't think
we
landed
differ.
On the moon.
We differ on this one.
And I don't, and like, have we been back?
We've orbited.
We haven't, so we haven't landed on the moon and planted a flag in the ground or done like played around on the moon. It is not, that never happened. I, to my core, believe that that didn't happen. It was filmed in a studio.
Yeah.
The video is fishy. And so, how are we, it's, the year is 1969. There's no computers like that we know of today.
There were computers.
No, there were
not
no.
The same
there
way
was.
We had
I don't
today.
Believe there was internet.
Hey Alexa, when did internet start?
Let me Google it. Internet was invented in 1983.
Okay, so
1989.
Internet.
The 1980s.
So that's over 10 years from when we landed on the moon. We landed on the moon in 1969. Internet doesn't come about until the 1980s.
I mean, you don't need
look up if there's computers, please.
You don't
look
need
up there's
Wi-Fi.
Computers.
There were. 1938 is the first type of computer.
Okay, whatever. So we don't... I'm just... How do you think about it? Okay, so we launch a rocket, which by the way, today to this day, when we launch rockets, half of them fucking end up blowing up sometimes.
That's
so,
not statistically accurate.
Oh, it's not?
Not 50%.
Okay, well... I'm just being general, but we still have issues with rockets today. But you put men in a rocket ship, it launches, You're telling me they get to the moon, they somehow are able to land something on it, get it back up into some rocket of some sort or whatever thing that they had, and then just come back to Earth like it was nothing?
I mean, it wasn't nothing. It was like the biggest achievement.
Yeah, but it wasn't real.
In the 20th century.
I don't think it was real.
Wow.
I genuinely, like, I don't think we landed on the moon. That's... Like, I'm sorry. And then it makes you question, what is the moon? Like, when I look in the sky, sometimes I'm like, huh, how do we know?
Interesting.
I don't think the Earth is necessarily flat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do not go down this hole.
But I'm also not the first to just, like, be like, no, it's not.
What?
Oh, wait. Like, I can sympathize with the flat earther is what I'm saying.
I can. I think they're more curious. No, I think they're stupid and rejecting logic. And I think that's a dangerous rabbit hole to go down when you just reject basic science.
I think, no, I believe the Earth is round.
That's good that you believe the conclusion but, that Renaissance scientists discovered in the 14 and 1500s.
Okay, well, I don't know if there were humans just bouncing around on the moon. And that's that.
It's a common theory. I personally believe that we went there. But
that's what they told you.
No, I mean, I think it's good to be curious and ask questions. Hey, stay curious, you know? That's what I always say. This isn't a conspiracy that really captures my attention, to be completely honest.
Well.
If anything, I subscribe more to the simulation theory. That this is all a simulation.
That's delusional.
Why? So is religion. So is believing in God.
I believe
I feel
that.
Like it's like a similar thing.
Yeah, we're anti-religion.
No, I'm not anti-religion. I just don't subscribe to religion.
I'm anti-organized religion, like big organized religion. And I'm saying that now.
Wow.
Under God. That I think it's kind of culty. And also, like, I'm not judging anyone who, like, believes in religion or whatever. But I do think that it's just a way to cope with fear, like humanity's way of coping with fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And like, but I think they should also stay curious. Just because something was written and then handed down and handed down and handed down and handed down over years and years and years, you're gonna base your whole life off of it? You know what I mean?
Stay curious. There's good that comes from it as well. So sure, just everyone do your own fucking thing, you know? It's my opinion.
Right. And don't judge others, because doesn't it say that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. We go down this rabbit hole.
Mysteries of life.
There's so many mysteries of life.
What about Avril Lavigne and Melissa?
This is such an interesting theory. What I love is like a fun conspiracy theory. Like, conspiracy theories aren't harmful to people to believe in. Like, QAnon is a conspiracy theory that's harmful to believe in. And like, there are Pizzagate that is harmful to believe in. And not believing in dinosaurs, in my opinion, is harmful to believe in because you're just an idiot.
I saw a TikTok recently that was like, people on Facebook shouldn't be allowed to vote. And then goes on to like show like these like these Facebook posts of these crazy fucking, like, if you guys have people over the age of maybe like 50 on Facebook, please like look at their profiles and see what they're liking or whatever, because they believe anything that they see. There was a highly photoshopped picture of some beach with like these glass rocks and like a purple ocean, and this lady posts, this is beautiful, and then all the comments are like, would love to visit here, like, where is this, this is gorgeous. Like, it's so embarrassing.
Can I say something I've been thinking about?
Yeah.
Facebook, yes, people fall victim to very like dumb things, like what you were just talking about, and like there will be these articles where it's like Hillary Clinton killed someone, and people mm-hmm. are like, yup,
yeah, they're just
lock
like, yup.
her up.
Yeah,
so I feel like TikTok or Facebook is where like dumb people fall victim to conspiracies, and I feel like TikTok though like is a bit smarter with it and is for younger people, and I feel like young people believe really dumb shit that they see on TikTok. Like people, or, but young people so like, on TikTok believe so much that's simply not true. You it's think? Just social media in general.
Well, like, I don't know why. Maybe I feel like I was really taught about critical thinking growing up, like my education, or maybe I was I'm just a naturally combative person.
Yeah.
So like when we would even do like DBQs mm-hmm. or whatever, I would always be like, okay, well, what was this guy's environment when he was writing this document?
Right.
Like he's probably a little biased.
Right.
Or like, but like I feel like we were taught to like examine like things to see if they were actually real or like or not, or like what, who was this person?
But it's like, not even what you believe. It's what your algorithm is feeding you that you don't even realize. Like, yeah. It's just an echo chamber of your own preconceived opinions.
Yeah.
Social media is just rotting our brain. And this is coming from someone who makes TikToks. What are we going to do? Avril Lavigne. This is a really serious episode, I feel like.
This is crazy. We didn't plan anything.
No.
We're just talking. This is a deep combo.
It really is. I'm not used to this.
So anyways, Avril Lavigne came out with her debut album.
Oh, what I was saying is there are some conspiracy theories that aren't harmful, and this is one where it's just silly. I mean, maybe Avril Lavigne doesn't like it.
She probably doesn't like it. But I think I believe it.
Really?
Yeah, but it's also one of those things that I want to believe it.
Just because like, it's so funny. Silly.
But Avril Lavigne, I guess, came out with her debut album. She, like, looks a certain way, brown hair, young, and then all of a sudden, it was around girlfriend era. Hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend. Melissa enters the scene. Melissa's more pop girly. She's blonde. She looks a little different than Avril.
More outgoing, kind of.
More outgoing and bubbly, because Avril before this was more emo girl, mm-hmm. like rock girl, punk girl, and then Melissa. And so people think that Melissa is a body double of some sort, or kind of took over Avril Lavigne's career, and we don't know what happened to Avril.
Some people think she died tragically. Some people just think she didn't like fame. We don't know what happened to Avril. You know what's a crazy conspiracy theory?
What?
That Khloe Kardashian is OJ Simpson's daughter.
I believe that.
Why?
She doesn't have the same dad as the rest of them. And it's apparent.
Oh my god. I don't know.
Wait, why do you not? So have you looked at her?
Yeah.
And have you looked at everyone else?
When they were younger, they looked similar.
No, they didn't. She's not.
It's not like Rob and Kim look alike.
He looks like them. Kylie and Kendall don't look like them in the way that like...
Well, they don't have the same dad.
Exactly. And Khloe doesn't look like them in the way that she doesn't have the same dad.
Aww.
Chloe. And I think Khloe wishes. And that's why she knows it too. That's why she has her issues in that family. Like she's always feels like an outcast.
I feel like she's like the most popular one.
No, she always is like.
Do you watch the show?
Yes, and she's watched it when she was before her new. I watched it before her new body, and it's just like sad that she had to do that.
I don't think it's a problem.
It's significant.
What do you mean?
Her, like before any sort of work to now, is insane. I'm just saying it's because she must have felt so insecure or something.
Well, yeah, but that's also because the fucking internet would always call her the fat sister. So yeah, I imagine that damaged her.
But I wish she could just own like who she was and be like, I don't know.
I feel like it's an impossible position. I stand with you, Khloe.
I like Khloe too. I just am like, I'm just like confused.
About what?
Why that happened? Why she literally like moved her brain?
She addressed it on the Kardashians. She was like, "Oh, everyone always called me the fat sister," and then wondered why I got work done. And she's like, "I wish I didn't feel that way, but I did."
Oh, I didn't know she addressed it. Okay, well, if she addressed it, then maybe I feel a little different. I think it just might show people that like. If you don't like your body, just get a new one instead of just loving your body.
I mean, everyone.
Because I'm sure that's going to cause her some issues down the road.
What do you mean?
I don't know, health-wise.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, like, I'm sure, like, that was a significant amount of surgeries. I also am on a recent kick where I've been watching YouTube videos of like celebrities' plastic surgeries. I watched like a Taylor Swift one. She's had phenomenal work done. Like, so subtle.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she might have had a brow lift. Oh. This guy said, this doctor surgeon said. I'm trying to think what else. A rhinoplasty, a slight or something. I don't know. Like, she got her nose a tiny bit more narrow.
Nice.
It's subtle. It's beautiful. It's what I'm going to do.
You're going to get plastic surgery?
No, I might get Botox.
Nice. I've never gotten anything done.
We can tell.
I'm hoping I just age really gracefully, but I guess we'll see. But no shame to anyone that gets work done.
No, and I wasn't trying to shame Chloe. Just saying, it was like a lot. And what does that mean? I was just trying to analyze it.
You know what? Stay curious.
The whole theme of this episode is...
Stay curious.
Life is a mystery, and to stay curious about everything, not in a problematic way, like... Well, no. Yeah, stay curious about everything, because even the QAnons, they come to conclusions like that. Maybe if they were a little bit more curious, maybe if these people on Facebook, too, were a little more curious.
Yeah. Curious about the right things. I think they're curious about the wrong. Yeah. They're curious. They'll be like, oh, Trump put this thing on Truth Social and three letters are capitalized. This means that he is. Yeah, but then
they're coming to conclusions. They come to conclusions too fast and too wrong.
Yeah. So maybe start asking the right questions instead of following all the red herrings.
And this applies to Swifties as well.
Yeah. We just all need to use a little bit more critical thinking. Just a little. And stop believing everything we see.
Announcements for the good of the group.
You go first.
My announcement might be controversial.
Mine might be too.
Oh, I'm sorry. And it might be only applicable to like New York because I'm so blind to the prices outside. But it has to do with like money. So if I'm at a chain restaurant or something and my total for a salad... is $20.
It's sick.
And then the window pops up. Would you like to add a tip? No. I can't afford to add a tip at this point. You're charging me $20 for a salad. I hope you're paying your employees well enough that hopefully they don't need... Like, why are you charging me $20 for a salad?
It's disgusting.
And then same with, like, Starbucks. I'm so sorry. But my favorite drink right now, a grande toast. Vanilla iced
shaken espresso,
shaken oat milk espresso.
Yeah,
it's like $8.
Grant, I was like, what? Oh, it's September, fall is coming. Let me go get myself an iced pumpkin spice latte. Yeah, that'll be $8.50 and your kidney. Like, for what?
For literally, like, who do you actually think you are?
Like,
who do you actually think you are doing that? It's just insane.
The audacity.
But you know what it does? It makes me not want to tip. Like, not because the service is bad, but because I can't fucking afford.
Like,
I'm sorry, I can't add an extra $3 to my
tipping culture has gotten out of control.
And it's just America.
No, it's...
Allegedly.
It's the damn iPads. Because
yes.
They turn it around and it's like... Are you a good person or are you a fucking piece of shit?
That's like the store that comes to mind. I don't know if you guys have it or know it. It's called Just Salad.
Yeah.
They make this giant ass window comes up and it's like add a tip and then you have to like sign and in the corner it says no tip, but it's so like you really have to make an effort to like.
Yeah. Also, let's talk about it. The iPad is turned around to face you. Everyone behind you in line. They are judging your choice. And sometimes like if I'm like. Okay, they're really close to me. I hit the 20% and I just take my losses.
I have done that as well, but recently I've been trying to be really unapologetic about it. Yesterday, there was a guy right next to me. I said, no tip, and I felt like he was judging me.
You.
I almost wanted to turn around and be like, you know what? It was $20. I wanted to be like, I'm so sorry, I can't afford to tip.
Yeah.
I'm literally broke.
Sorry. And also, like, it's not... when I'm at a restaurant, even if it's bad service, I just have like a rule, like always tip 20% because you never know if they're having a bad day. Like never tip below 20%. Yeah. Like that's so, I would never do that. I just can't afford to tip on a $9 cup of coffee.
Yeah, that, like, it's these quick service places that are really kind of insane. Also, it's like...
just pay your fucking employees.
Yeah, pay your employees. Also, what did you do for the tip? Like, obviously, if you're, like, going above and beyond and being super nice, like, talking to me, whatever. But if you're just doing your job and then I'm checking out to pay...
It also, I feel like when there's just a tip jar and if someone's like being so great, I'll be like, oh my God, let me put like my change and like my like a couple dollars or whatever in the tip jar. Like, but the iPad also feels really like impersonal in my opinion. Like when you're putting cash in the tip jar, it's like, hey, you specifically were great. Take this.
And it's your choice. They try to force this choice on you as opposed to like you.
Pretty... like audacity, because it's like, oh, 10%, 15, 20, other? Like,
yeah.
No, tipping culture in America has gone out of control. Like, we really need to just, like, start paying service workers an appropriate amount of money.
Yeah.
And call it a fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my announcement for the good of the group is a part of me feels like we've gotten really... progressive and it's amazing and everyone is so free to do whatever they want, but I think people might need to start feeling a little bit of shame again.
Because what do you mean?
Sometimes I go on our TikTok comments grid and I'm like, damn, like today there was a comment about you and it was like, what do I have to do to get him to choke me out? And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know you could say that on TikTok. And it's just like,
oh, he said like throat choke or
just
something.
Throat me or something. Throat, and I was like, oh my God.
And it was like a video of like what?
Just you walking.
Was it Don Cheadle?
Nope. I think it was just you walking, Grant.
It was on our Taylor Swift TikTok. He said, what do I have to do to get the Midnight's album to throat me?
It's usually really vulgar comments about you. And I'm just like,
where are
people
the ones about
need,
you?
Well, first of all,
where are the ones
if
about?
There were ones about me, I might not be saying it. But I was like, people need to remember that some thoughts are better left
unsaid.
Inside their head, unsaid.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, we need to really... keep some thoughts inside because
people are getting too comfortable.
They're like, I want that man to punch me in the face and spit down my throat. It's really out of control. You don't know this person and you're asking for Grant to spit in your mouth and punch you in the face.
I don't want anything to do with that.
And I just feel like people,
if you're paying me,
hey, let's remember that you're doing this on a public platform and let's cool it. Let's cool your jets. All right.
Yeah. All agreed. Right,
that's it.
Our announcement for the good of the group is a text announcement.
Okay.
This was a DM from Rachel.
I'm ready.
Hey, so it's Rachel. I love how she opens with that because who the fuck are you? Like, but it's like, it's funny.
Hey, it's me.
It's just Rachel. Hey, so it's Rachel. And I just wanted to let you know I have an announcement for the good of the group. So I went on a date tonight and I was telling him about podcasts I listen to right now. And I'm like, have you ever seen A Twink and a Redhead? They're like a really funny TikTok group on TikTok. And he was like, no, maybe.
Red flag.
Maybe I've seen a video or whatever. And I was like, well, they have this really good song called Don Cheadle. And I proceeded to sing him the Don Cheadle song. Let's just say things went crazy from there. If you ever want to impress a man, Don Cheadle works, ladies. Don Cheadle works and it goes hard. Oh. Got me a second date. Hey!
Y'all heard that. Don Cheadle gets you laid.
Oh, I was going to say gets you cheetled.
Oh.
Don Cheadle gets you
Don
his
Cheadle gets
cheadle.
You all cheeked up.
It gets you all cheeked up. I know she ended the night somewhere.
Somewhere crazy. It sounds like it was a crazy first date.
It sounds, yeah.
But I also love the idea of singing to a man unsolicited on a first date.
And it being Don Cheadle is crazy.
Oh, like imagine like you're on a dinner date at like a fancy restaurant and you are looking this man you just met off the internet in the eye and saying, go down on my Cheadle.
That it's smart though. Also, you don't honestly, like, you should just say you made the song up.
Yeah, next, like, guys, like, feel free to say that you wrote Don Cheadle.
If you're using it to get laid, oh, like, yeah.
You because wrote. Not only does it show that you're up to date on your current filmography and what's in theaters, you mm-hmm. know Don Cheadle, mm-hmm. you're also being kind of flirty by saying, go down.
You're creative, you're smart, you know how to write, you're funny.
And also, like, you're pretty carefree if you're gonna sing to a man.
Yeah, you're real, you're authentic.
Yeah,
so ladies, go on ahead and do that. Take Rachel's advice.
Thanks Rachel.
Well,
this episode was kind of crazy.
This episode was really all over the place. It goes to show that we did talked not plan. About
Pretty Little Liars,
Scooby-Doo,
High school,
secret society,
the moon landing, Khloe Kardashian being O.J. Simpson's daughter, the dangers of religion,
yeah,
the morality of Ron DeSantis,
QAnon. I'm so sorry. Like, it was just,
it was a whirlwind.
Well, that's what you get. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and TikTok and all of our social medias. We also have a YouTube where you can watch this podcast, you guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye.